This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. In the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the Muslims are encouraged to switch into high gear, to go the extra mile, to roll up their sleeves, to really strive in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's because in these last 10 nights is a night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as being better than 1,000 months. And that's Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The worship that a person does in Laylatul Qadr is better than them doing that same act of worship for 1,000 months. The reward that they get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tremendous. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of the believers, went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said to him, if we know which night is Laylatul Qadr, and in those last 10, if we know which one of them is Laylatul Qadr, what should we say? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Kuli Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. O Allah, you are al-afu. You're the one who pardons. You love pardoning, so pardon us. There are three main components to this dua. The first is affirming the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-afu, the all-pardoning. The second element of this dua is mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves al-afu. He loves pardoning. And this is amazing because it's very different from how we may interact with other human beings. When we may forgive but not forget, or we let it go but begrudgingly. It's not something we really want to do. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to pardon us. So when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, asking for his forgiveness, and asking for him to pardon us, he actually loves that. He loves it. It's not being done begrudgingly. As such, when we think about this part of the dua, tuhibbul afwa, you love to pardon. We should also, in turn, love to pardon. We should get to that point, strive to get to the point where we're able to pardon others. This is part of the qualities of the people who are striving to achieve and to attain taqwa in the month of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jal describes the muttaqeen in Surah Ali Imran by saying, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who pardon people. You don't take people to task for everything that they do to you. Maybe they've done you wrong. Maybe it was even unintentional. But yet we hold them to such a high standard and we wanna get back at them. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, to pardon the people. This is from the qualities of the muttaqeen, and we're striving to attain taqwa in this month. And Allah loves pardoning. So just the same way we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon us, then we should also pardon the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Pardon them, overlook their faults. Do you not love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have forgiveness for you and have mercy on you? So the same way that you want that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give that to the people. This dua should be said frequently throughout the last 10 nights of Ramadan, especially, but you can say it throughout the year, but especially in those last 10 nights and not just in the kunut, right? You want to say this dua in your salat. So whether it's in your sujood or before the taslim, you can say it outside of salat, between the adhan and the iqamah is a great time. Obviously, during the last third of the night is one of the best times that you can make dua. So you want to be saying this dua on repeat. It's very, very important because this is a dua that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the most beloved person to him in the world, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now notice, brothers and sisters in Islam, that Aisha radiallahu anha, she came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to ask him what to say. She came to the Prophet and asked him, what do I say? This shows us the importance of us as Muslims being inquisitive about the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say throughout the day and throughout the night. There's a dua for almost every occasion. It's upon us to go out and seek, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say when he put his clothes on? What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say when he woke up? What did he say before he went to sleep? What did he say before going into the restroom and coming out? All of these things, the Prophet ﷺ used to say things. Let us go now. Seek that knowledge. Seek out the way of the Prophet ﷺ. What did he do throughout his day? Let us learn more du'as and learn what they mean. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge and bless us with the best of this life and the next. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.